In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
How appropriate that after hearing Jesus exhort Peter yesterday in the gospel lesson to feed my lambs, Peter now, as a fellow elder of the congregations that he is writing to, exhorts them to shepherd the flock of God which is among you. Perhaps you are aware that the first images of Christ in the Christian church are those of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. This is obviously a theme that is clearly Johannine, but it is one that also runs through the other Gospels, especially Luke, and one that is very, very dominant in the thinking of the early Christians, at least, and even today, of not only who Jesus is, but who those who serve him as pastors are to be understood. This week in Luke class, we are studying Luke 15, in which the parable of the lost sheep is, in many ways, what gives an introduction to the parable of the prodigal son. And one of the things about that parable that just stands out is the fact that the shepherd there, as he seeks this lost sheep, in order to restore that sheep to the flock, to restore that sheep to the fellowship, must basically carry that sheep. The burden of restoration is at the center of what the shepherd does. And that when the shepherd returns to the village rejoices. The village expresses its joy in, most likely, a meal, where they celebrate the restoration of this sheep now to the flock. Yesterday in the gospel lesson, we heard very clearly how the resurrected Lord appears to the disciples on the beach in the context of a meal. And he is there as the resurrected Lord, the one who shows them now and exhorts Peter to continue feeding the sheep. I have always wondered why the week of Good Shepherd occurs in Easter. And perhaps it is because there is joy with the resurrected Lord when the sheep are found. And that joy rings in heaven over one sinner who repents. And that joy comes because the resurrected Christ has restored us all back to the flock through his atoning death. Peter here gives us, I think, some good characteristics of the shepherd. And if you think of the parable of the lost sheep, you can see that those characteristics of the shepherd are hidden. When he goes off into the wilderness, nobody sees that. Nobody sees his searching, his looking for that lost sheep. And Peter, as he speaks here about serving as overseers, not by constraint, but willingly, not for monetary gain, but eagerly, nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. So much today we hear about the authority of the pastor, and yet here you can see that the authority of the shepherd is the authority that comes from, in a very hidden way, going out, finding, searching, serving, and that it's the embodiment of that service to the flock that really is at the center of the shepherd's ability to stand before them and proclaim the good news of the good shepherd who gives up his life for the sheep. Peter begins by telling us that he is a witness to Christ's suffering, and therefore he will be a partaker of the glory to be revealed. The shepherd, the pastor, as he serves the people of God, is a witness to their suffering. He is there in those times when they need him most, times of sickness, times of sorrow, times of great suffering and tragedy. And it is there that he witnesses to the suffering of Christ. and bears in his own body as he comes to them an example of Christ himself there as the one who speaks the good news, who speaks comfort and consolation, who is present there for them in these very difficult times. It is precisely because of that that he can say that they will be partakers of the glory, because he has fed the lambs. He has given them the good food that they need from God's holy word, and that he has given them the very essence of who it is that Christ is all about. Peter's final words here are ones that all of us should take to heart, especially in light of last week, as those of you who have been called to a parish or those of you who have been assigned a vicarage will be engaged in the work of a pastor. Peter closes by saying this, that when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.